Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Yishaya Fine. Maseches Bechorus is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Bechorus Daf Yudalid. The Mishnah is Mevar, a Maktish about Mum. It depends if the Mum came before the Hektish or the Hektish came before the Mum. If the Mum was there first, if the Mum was there before he was Maktish, the carbon, the Mishnah says there's no Kedusha Saguf, and therefore, after he's Poida, the carbon, it's Chayiv in Bechor and Matonis, it's Mutter in Giza and Avoida, and there's no Tumura, because there's no Kedusha Saguf. If the Mum was there after the Hektish, B'Shas, when he was Makdish it, it was a regular carbon, and then the Mum came afterwards, there is a Kedusha Saguf, even after he's Poida, it's Potter from Bechor and Matonis, also begins va'avoida, and it makes a tumura. Pashtos, l'choira, the Mishnah teaches us that there's a halacha that when you're makdish a bal mum, when the mum was there before the hektish, it's only chal kedushas damim, it's not chal kedushas aguf. There's a shver Rambam, a Rambam in Perek Gimel, halacha yud, from Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach. The Rambam seems to say that you could be makdish a bal mum, and it's chal kedushas aguf, neged our Mishnah. The Rambam says that if somebody is makdish a tumtum and androgynous, a treifa kalayim and a yoytze doifin, the Rambam says there's only chala kedushas damim, there's no kedushas aguf. Says the Rambam, because these psulim are not like a balmum has in its min, a balmum has in its min that there's a carbon, and since in the min there's a carbon, that's why it could have a kedushas aguf. Masha'enke, in these psulim, there's no min. In this min itself, there's no carbon, and therefore these psulim don't have a kedusha saguf. The Rambam seems to be saying, not like our Mishnah. The Mishnah says it can't be chal a kedusha saguf on a balmum, and the Rambam seems to be saying it could be chal a kedusha saguf on a balmum. So Reb Chaim in his Sefer says two mahalchim in the Rambam to be miyashiv to what the Rambam was saying, how it's not a steer from the Mishnah. The first mahalach of Reb Chaim is as follows. Dr. Reb Chaim, the Mishnah teaches us it's not chal kedusha saguf on a balmum. Dr. Reb Chaim, what's the pshat? Is the pshat because the psul of mum is ma'akiv, the kedusha saguf from being chal? Is it the fact that it's not roi lakrova, it's pasul, therefore it's not chal kedusha saguf? That's the pasha pshat. Or says Reb Chaim, maybe you can learn differently. It's not because of the psul. It's not because not royal mizbech. The psul itself is not meineh. But there's a halacha, there's a din, the tarikzeris akasav, that when there's a mum, there's a din pidyon. You could be poida a behema that has a mum. Zokta b'chai, maybe it's the fact that it's royal pidyon, the fact that it has a din pidyon, that is meineh, the kedusha saguf from being chal. Zokta b'chai, a raya like the second mahalach, a raya that it's the din pidyon, which is ma'akiv, the kedusha saguf from being chal, and not the psul. Says Reb Chaim, because you see from our Mishnah that a mum oiver, you see a mum oiver, the halacha is it could be chal a kedusha saguf. If it's a temporary mum, it could be chal a kedusha saguf. Says Reb Chaim, the psul of a mum oiver and a mum kavua is the same paslus. It's a psul of mum. So Reb Chaim, if it would be like the first tzad, if it would be the psul, the fact that it's not roi lakrov, which does not allow the kedusha saguf from being chal, Reb Chaim, just like a mum kavua can't be chal a kedusha saguf, so too mum oiver should not be able to be chal a kedusha saguf. And if the Mishnah says it could be chal by a mum oiver, so Dr. B'chaim Weistois, the psul itself is not a meineya, it must be it's the din pidyon which is meineya. Now if it's the din pidyon which is meineya, only a mum kavua did the Torah give a din pidyon. Only a mum kavua you could be poida, therefore only a mum kavua, the kedusha saguf, can't be chal. A mum oiver, even though it has the psul of mum, there's no din to be poida the kedusha, and since there's no din to be poida the kedusha, says Reb Chaim, therefore it could be chal a kedusha saguf on a mum oiver. Now Reb Chaim says, don't be madchemi, Dr. Reb Chaim, that maybe really it's the psul which is meinea, the kedusha saguf from being chal. But a mum oiver, the psul is only temporary. The psul is going to pass by. The mum is going to go away. So could be chal a kedusha saguf. Says Reb Chaim, no. The psul is the zelba psul. And the fact that it goes away later, that's a davar shaloi b'la'olam. In the situation right now when there's a mum, Zogt Reb Chaim, there's absolutely no difference between a mum kavua and a mum oiver. That which a mum oiver, the mum goes away and the psul is not permanent, says Reb Chaim, that's a leibel oilam. And if you want to look at the psul, says Reb Chaim, there's no difference. And if a psul is meinea, the kedusha sagof from Michal, it will be the same a mum oiver and a mum kavua. Zogt Reb Chaim, it must be that it's not the psul which is meinea, the kedusha sagof from Michal, it's the din pidyon. Reb Chaim continues and he explains the Rambam. That was the kavon of the Rambam to be mechalik between the psul of treifa, of tumtum androgynous, yetzer doifen, treifa, and balmum. That by yetzer doifen, treifa, a tumtum and androgynous, the psul itself is moinea, the tfisas, the carbon from being chal. It's not like a balmum that the psul of balmum is not moinea, the kedusha saguf from being chal. And in that the Rambam was mechalik. Why is the psul of treifa and yetzer doifen different than the psul of balmum? Because the psul of treifa and yetzer doifen is a psul which is ein b'minam carbon. Therefore, the psul prevents the kedusha sagof from being chal. And the mum is yesh b'minam carbon. Therefore, the psul is not a meinea. Even though it's true that the Mishnah says a balmum does not have a kedusha sagof, but the Rambam was pointing out it's not the psul which is the moineh of the Kedusha Saguf, and the Nafkamina is. That's why, by Mum Oiver, it could have a Kedusha Saguf, because the Psul of Mum is not a moineh. Reb Chaim suggests another Mahalach. He says, even if we'll argue on this Yesoid, and you'll say that maybe Mum is a moineh, it's the Psul of Mum which is a moineh from the Kedusha Saguf. It's not the Din HaKrov, it's the Psul of Mum. And you'll say that by a Mum Oiver, the reason why it's not a Meinea is because since it will pass, it's not a Loi Bala Olam. It could be Chal, the Kedusha Saguf, for after the Mum will leave. Says Reb Chaim, we still could be Mechalik between a Yetzer Doifen, a Tum Tum Andregis Yetzer Doifen, and a Balmum. Even though Balmum, the Psul, is the Meinea from the Kedusha Saguf being Chal. Explains Reb Chaim that by a Treifa and a Yetzer Doifen, it's the psul itself, which is a stira from being a carbon. It's an intrinsic stira. It cannot be a carbon if it's a yetzer doifen or if it's a treifa. Masha ein kein by mum, it's not a stira actually being a carbon. It's a special halacha by mum. It can't be chal a kedusha on a bal mum. But it's not a stira from being a carbon. Chaim brings this out beautifully. Zok Reb Chaim, the Gemara says in Tmur Daf Yud Zayin, if a behemoth will become a treifa after it's already a carbon, there's no tmura. Mash enkin by balmum, if it will become a balmum later, it could make a tmura. Zok Reb Chaim, the din that a treifa is not a carbon is because being a treifa is a direct stira with being a carbon. It doesn't matter which one is first. Once the animal is a treifa, right now it's not a carbon. You can't have a tmura, because once it turns into a treif, it's not a carbon at all. Zogt Reb Chaim, balmum is not a direct stira with being a carbon. If you omaktish the carbon first and then it became a balmum, it stays a carbon. It retains its status as a carbon. V'haraya, if a carbon becomes a balmum, it still makes a tmura. It's still considered a carbon. Says Reb Chaim, a carbon is different, that it's not a stira from being a carbon. Though even if we'll say, Zogt Reb Chaim, that it can't be chal a kedusha saguf on a balmum because the psul of mum prevents the kedusha saguf from being chal. It's not because the psul of mum is a steer from being a carbon. It's only a chesaron. It's only a ma'akiv from having the chalois, from becoming, from the happening, from becoming a kedusha saguf. That's where the balmum, the mum prevents it, not from actually being a carbon like yetzer doifen and treifa. Zogt Reb Chaim, maybe that's the point of the Rambam. Even though Kedusha Saguf can't be chal, the Rambam is pointing out that Balmum, which is Beminum, a carbon, it does not have the same ikov, it does not have the same minia as a Yetzer Doifen and a Treifa. Yetzer Doifen and a Treifa is a direct stira with being a carbon, because Ein Beminum carbon, and Balmum, which has in its mina carbon, is not a stira from being a carbon. Comes out from Reb Chaim, there's two mahalchim, why by balmum Kedusha Saguf can't be Chal. The first Mahalach is because there's a Din Pidyon. Since there's a Din Pidyon, the Din Pidyon does not allow Kedusha Saguf from being Chal. And the second Mahalach, it's a special Halacha, a unique Halacha by Balmum, that Balmum prevents the Chalois of the Kedusha Saguf. Even though it's not like the other Psulim, which are a direct steer from being a carbon, the Balmum does not allow the Kedusha Saguf from being Chal. Reb Chaim is Moisif, and he explains a Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says a Lashon that Reveya and Nirva could be Chal, a Kedusha Saguf, and the Rambam says because it's like a Mum Oiver. And Reb Chaim explains according to each Pshat respectively. He says according to the first Pshat, what the Rambam's point is that just like the psul of mum is not a moinei on the tfisas ha-kedusha, the kedusha could be chal even though there's a psul of a mum, it's just the din pidyon which is ma'akiv, so the psul of reveya nirva, says Reb Chaim, is like the psul of a mum oiver. The psul is on the same level, it's the same level of psul. That's what Reb Chaim explains according to the first pshat. According to the second pshat, Reb Chaim says, why did the Rambam say reveya and nirva is like a mum oiver? The Rambam was telling you that just like by mum oiver, we see that the fact that it's a balmum is not a steer from being a carbon. So reveya and nirva, which also have biminam carbon, they're like a balmum, which could be a carbon even though it has a psul. And says Reb Chaim, according to second pshat, that which it can't be chal a kedusha on a balmum, that's a special unique halacha to the psul of mum, and that din will not apply to reveya and nirva. The Rambam's comparison was the fact that a balmum is not a steer from being a carbon. Reveya and nirva share that. They also are not a steer from being a carbon. And that which kedusha saguf is not chal on a balmum, that's a special halacha by mum, that mum prevents the kedusha saguf from being chal, and that does not apply to reveya and nirva. Now the Chazon Ish in his Gilyonis has two stark akashas on this. Reb Chaim would like to try to work it out, what the Chazon Ish held and what Reb Chaim held. Frek the Chazon Ish two questions. He says, first of all, Reb Chaim maintains that there's some sort of svara, some sort of yesoid, that by mum there's no kedusha saguf. Either it's the, according to Reb Chaim's first mahalach, that the din pidyon which prevents the kedusha saguf from being chal, according to the second mahalach, it's halacha and the tfisas kedusha. It can't be nitfas. It can't be chal the kedusha on a balmum. Zok the Chazon Ish, you see, not like that. From the Gemara Amud Beis, the Gemara Daf Yudalet Amud Beis mentions a din that you're allowed to make a tamura on a balmum. You could create a chalois of a tamura onto a balmum. Zok the Chazon Ish, when you make the tamura onto the balmum, you could be paida the tamura. You could be paida the balmum, and still it could be chal a kedusha saguf. Zok the Chazon Ish, he focuses on the first Malach of Reb Chaim, presumably it's on both Malachim of Reb Chaim. He says, you see, it's just, it's not a Klal Gadol. This is not a Klal, it's Shayich B'metzias, Zok the Chazon Ish, to have a Kedusha Saguf being Chal on a Balmum, by Tamura. That's question number one. And question number two, Zok the Chazon Ish, Reb Chaim makes a big Yisoid out of this. There's a Klal Gadol, can't be Chal Kedusha Saguf on a Balmum, either because of the Din Pidyon, or it's a Yisoid that the Balmum prevents the Kedusha Saguf from being Chal. Zok the Chazon Ish, the Gemara Mabez learns it from a Pasuk. The Gemara says, of Rabbi Toiv, that only something which is Toiv Meikari could make a Tamura. If it's Ra Meikari, a Balmum Meikari that you're Makdish as a carbon, can't make a Tamura. Zok the Chazon Ish, it's a Gzeira Sakosov that it's not Chal Kedusha Saguf on a Balmum. So it's not a holy Yisoid over here. Zok the Chazon Ish, it's just a Gzeira Sakosov Balma, that when you make a Kedushas Peh, you cannot create a Kedushas Peh on a Balmum. Now, what did Reb Chaim learn? So Reb Chaim, I think each of the Kashas will have to say that Reb Chaim was Mechalik. Reb Chaim must have learned that there is a Yesoid of, we'll start with the second question first. Reb Chaim learns there is a Yesoid that Kedushas Aguf can't be Chal on a Balmum. Now, so what was the Gemara saying on a Pasuk on Amud Beis? The Chazon Ish learns from the Pasuk on Amud Beis that teaches you Kedusha Saguf is not Chal. The Pasuk that it doesn't make a Tamura, that you can't make a Tamura from a Balmum Meikari, that Pasuk taught us that there's no Kedusha Saguf Chal. According to Reb Chaim, I think you have to say that Pasuk, we know there's no Kedusha Saguf. We know there's no Kedushas HaGuf either from the Din Pidyon or the fact that a Balmum prevents it from being Chal. That Pasuk that can't make a Tmura is teaching you that you need a Kedushas HaGuf to make a Tmura. Without that Pasuk, you would have thought that a Kedushas Damim is enough to be able to make a Tmura. Reb Chaim L'Choyer learned there was a specific halacha l'gabi Tmura. The Chaznish says that the Gemara Namei Beis that's learning out, it doesn't make a Tmura, was the whole Yesoid of our Mishnah that it can't be Chal, a Kedushas HaGuf, on a Balmum. Reb Chaim L'Choyer learned, no, we know, it's a Yesoid Musad. In our Mishnah that it's not Chal, a Kedushas HaGuf, on a Balmum, there would have been a Havmini, you can make a Tmura anyways, and the Gemara on Amud Beis is a local Tmura Pasuk. We learn out from Rabbi Toiv that in order to make a Tmura, you need a Kedushas HaGuf, and something which is a Balmum Yekar, which is no Kedushas HaGuf, it cannot make a Tmura. And the Gabi L'Chaznish's first kasha, that you could make a Tmura onto Balmum, L'Chayrat, so the Chaznish learned there's no Chiluk between a Kedushas Peh, a regular Hektish, and a Tmura. L'Chayrat, B'chaim, you have to say, was Mechalik, that a regular Kedushas Peh has a Halacha, that it can't be Chal if there's a Din Pidyon, and it can't be Chal on a Balmum, according to each Pshat, respectively. But a Tmura is different. A Tmura, we learn out from the Pasuk of Rabbi Toiv, that you can make a Tmura onto Balmum, that teaches you that the Kedusha, which is Chal, with Tmura, is a Gzer Sakosu, that it could be Chal. See, it's Mechalik by Tmura. Both Reb Chaim L'Choyer learns that the Pasuk, that it can't make a Tmura by Balmum Meikari, and the fact that you could make a Tmura onto a Balmum Meikari, those were local, specific Psukim by Tmura, And the Chaznish learned, no, there's no difference between a Tmura and a regular Kedushas Peh. He says that which is not Chal, Kedushas HaGuf, is learned out from the fact that you can't make a Tmura from a Balmum Meikari. And he says, since you can make a Tmura onto a Balmum Meikari, that teaches you there's no Yesoid, there's no intrinsic Klal Gadol that a Balmum can't have a Kedushas HaGuf. Now, I want to illustrate the Iker Yesoid of Reb Chaim, which is really a Klal Gadol in Kodshim, that the reason why it's not Chal a Kedushas HaGuf on a Balmum is because a Balmum has a Din Pidyon, and if there's a Din Pidyon, it can't be Chal a Kedushas HaGuf. So where do we find such a Yesoid? So Avot Sushta, it's not this exact Yesoid, but it's a similar Yesoid, from the Sugya Nedarim Daf Chav Tes. There's a Machloikas Rav and Abaya, on a Dharma and Daf Chav Tes, if a person could bake a Kedushas HaGuf, Lizman, Rava says there's no such thing as making a Kedushas HaGuf Lizman, and you make a Kedushas HaGuf and it will stay forever, it's like Paka Bechti and it stays forever. And Abaya says, no, you could make a Kedushas HaGuf Lizman. And the Ran over there is Meva'er, even according to the sheet of Abaya that you can make a Kedushas HaGuf Lizman, he's Moida, for example, by Kedushin. When a person is Mekadosh a lady, you can't make a Kedushin Lizman. It's only a Svara by a Kedusha of a carbon, you can make it Lizman. And the Ran is Meva'er, because since, he says, any Kinyan Lizman has a Din, it's based on a Gemara and Gittin, the Ran bases this on, any Kedusha Lizman has a Din of a Kinyan Payers. We know there's two types of Kinyonim. In Nezikin, there's a Kinyan Payers, and there's a Kinyan Aguf. Zokteran, any time you do something lizman, anytime you make a kinyan or a kedusha for a zman, it's not considered that you own the guf. It's just you own the payers. You own the hishtamshus, the usage, the time, the bailus of time of owning it for a week or for 30 days. It's like a kinyan payers. So explains the Ran, when Abaya says you could have a kedusha lizman, that's by a carbon where you could be maktish, the kinyan payers. Since you could be makdish the Kenyan payers, the chayich to make a kedusha for that zman, it will be chal the kedusha on the Kenyan payers. But he says lamashal, a type of kedusha, like kedushin, like a man is makdish a lady, that kedushin is not chayich on a Kenyan payers. That the only kedushin is chayich is a kedusha saguf. Therefore, Abaye will agree that there's no such thing as a kedushin lizman. Now, I think we see from both Rav and Abaye that by a Kinyan HaGuf, a Kedushas HaGuf, it's not Shaykh Lizman. Kedushas HaGuf, when you want to give a din on the Cheftza, if you want to make the Cheftza have a Kedusha, that means that this Cheftza has the Kedusha and it's here forever. The minute you start making it Lizman, Rava says you can't do it at all, and Abaye says you could do it because it has a din like a Kinyan payers. The minute you're doing it Lizman, that's not, you're not attaching a din to the Cheftza. A din of the Cheftza, Kedushas HaGuf, means that that din will remain here forever. So I think maybe it's a mashal to what Reb Chaim said. If somebody has a din to have a pidyon, if you have a bal mum which has a din to have pidyon, that automatically makes it a can't be chal, a kedusha saguf, because pidyon means it's not here forever. Pidyon is like lizman. Now it's not exactly the same, but something you make lizman, it goes off automatically, and something which has a din pidyon, you have to be paided to take off the kedusha. But they both have something in common, that it's not here forever, it's not here to stay. And kedusha saguf means a kedusha of the cheftza that's here to stay. I think this is maybe a mashal, this is maybe a makar or a mashal for the yisoid of Reb Chaim. If there's a din pidyon, automatically the kedusha that's chal is a different type of a kedusha. It's a kedusha as damim. It's not the din of the guf, and therefore that's the yisoid of our mishnah according to Reb Chaim, that it can't be chal a kedusha as haguf on a balmum which has a din to have a pidyon. The mishnah mentions a yoytzim and a klal. The klal of the mishnah was that any kodshim that was kide mum kavua lakdeshon, if there was a mum kavua on the carbon before he was makdish it, it's not chal a kedusha saguf, and therefore after he's paided it's chayv in b'char matanois. It's yoytze l'chulun le'gazez le'aved. The vlad and the chaylev is mutter after the pidyon. You're pater from shrutei chutz. There's no din of tmura, and even after it dies, you could be paided. And then the mishnah says chutz min ha-bechor u-min ha-maiser. Bechor and maiser is a yoytze min ha-klal, that even though it had a mum before the kedusha was chal, it's still chal a kedusha saguf. And Rashi says, afilu b'mumon chal aleim kedusha chamur. It's chal a kedusha chamur. It's chal a kedusha saguf, despite the fact that it already has a mum. And Rashi's mavar. Why is it? So Rashi, because bechor rechem mekadshay. Since it's not a kedushas peh, the rechem is mekadeshet, the rechem is mekadeshet even though it has a mum. And by ma'isa, the pasuk says, lo yivaka bein toiv l'ra, it's mashma bein tam bein bal mum. Now, if you look in the Rambam quotes this halacha of chutz, min ha-bechor u-min ha-matanis. He brings it down in Perek Aleph from Hilchas Mila, that by all karbonis, that's kidem mumon lakdeshon, it's yoytze l'chulin to be mutter and gizav avoida, and b'char and meiser, it never is yoytze mikdushase to be mutter and gizav avoida, it's aser b'gizav avoida la'oilam. This is the only place the Rambam brings down the difference between b'char and meiser, that b'char and meiser, it's chal the kedusha, even though it has a mum, and it's not yoytze l'chulin le'gozis le'ovik kishar kotshim. Now, yeshless topic, this was one of the examples of the Mishnah, of the fact that kidim uman lakdeshon has a kedushas damim, that it's mutter begizav avoida. Another, the Mishnah has other halachas, that it's ein oisa tmura. What about the halacha being oisa tmura? A b'char and maisa that had a mum, betchilasai, that had a mum before the kedusha was chal, could you make a tmura? The Rambam doesn't bring that halacha in this case. The way the Rambam quotes this Mishnah of chutz mibuchar u'maiser, it's only quoted legabe the halacha of being yoytze l'chulun le'gozes u'le'ovid, that buchar and maiser is not yoytze l'chulun le'gozes u'le'ovid, despite the fact that it had a mum b'tchilase. So it remains a suffik atzim, a tremendous suffik. What will be the halacha when it had a mum b'tchilase, buchar and maiser had a mum b'tchilase, if it makes a tmur or not? Now, the lumdus of the suffix is as follows. The fact that a b'char and ma'isa have a kedusha saguf, even though it has a mum, even though it had a mum b'tchilas etzchal, a kedusha saguf, is that a special kedusha of b'char and ma'isa that it has a kedusha saguf to have an iser gizav avoida? Or does it get the kedusha's carbon? In order to make a tmur, you need to have a kedusha's carbon. So b'char and ma'isa, that can be chal a b'char and ma'isa, it's chal a b'char and ma'aser to have an iser gizav avoida. It's a b'char. The rechem is makadashit. So does that give it a kedusha to have an iser gizav avoida to have the kedushas b'char? Is it only have a kedushas b'char to have an iser gizav avoida because it has a kedushas b'char? Or does it give it additionally the kedushas ha-carbon? To make a tmura, it has to have a kedushas carbon. Now the Rambam doesn't quote this. Possibly from the hashmata of the Rambam would be mashma, that the whole halacha, the entire halacha of our mishnah, that b'char and ma'aser are different, that it's chal a kedushas Haguf is only to give it a issegiz of avoida. It's only to give it a kedushas bechar, the kedusha of the bechar, but not to have the kedusha of being a carbon. And therefore, maybe, possibly, one can argue that we have no raya that bechar and ma'aser are different than other karbanas. It can't be chala kedushas hakarbon if it has a mum betchilasei. That would be a starka diuk. The Mishnah says chutz min habechar ma'aser, and the Rambam doesn't quote it lagabi tmura, that a bechar and ma'aser that were a balmum betchilasei can make a tmura. Maybe it doesn't have the kedushas hakarbon. Maybe the whole halacha that it's chal a kedusha, the rechem is mekadeshit. There's a pasuk of lo yivaka bein toiv l'rabbi by ma'aser. Maybe that halacha is just to give it a kedushas bechar and a kedushas ma'aser, and not a kedushas carbon. Well, one can argue, no. Maybe the Mishnah would be mashma more. The Rambam leaves it out. The Mishnah probably would be mashma more that the chutz min habechar and ma'aser is going on the entire list. That bechar and ma'aser, even though it had a mum betchilasei, you can make a tmura. It has a kedushas carbon and gans, and this is a suffix atzam. The Rambam again doesn't quote it. The Rambam only brings down this Mishnah legabe the halacha of iser gizv avoidas, asib gizv avoidaloylam, which lachar doesn't need a kedushas carbon. It could be there's a separate kedusha of bechar and ma'aser that it's aser in gizv avoida even without being a kedushas carbon, or maybe it has a kedushas carbon as well as lachar. It's a suffix atzam. I once found the Mari Korkis that mentioned, and I forgot which way he mentioned, either it makes it tmura or it doesn't make it tmura. I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. And the Mefarshim on our sugya don't seem to discuss this. This l'chor would bly b'safik atzam if a Bukhar and Meiser that were about mum mitchilasai, is it just the asa b'giz v'avoida, or can it additionally make a tmura v'tzarech iyon bazeh? Moving along to the Gemara says that in the case of the Reisha, when you're Makdish of Al-Mum, it only has a Kedusha as Damim. After your Paida, the Kedusha, it's Chayiv and Bechor Matanu. Zok the Gemara, it's Mashma, only after the Pidyon. But before he was Paida, even though all the Kedusha that there is there is a Kedusha of Damim, it's still Patim and Bechor Matanu. The Mishnah says that if he's makdish of Balmum and he's poided, then it's chayiv and bechor matanis. But before the pidyon, even though it's just the kedushas damim, it's pater from bechor matanis. And the Mar brings a raya from here to Yisoid that kedushas damim patters from bechor and matanis. An animal which is kadosh with a kedushas damim is pater from bechor and from matanis. Rashi says, where do we learn this out from? Rashi's mevar. It's from the Gemara later on in the Aftas Vav. That the Gemara of the learns that from Tzvi Vayol that Psulei HaMukdashim are pater from Bechor Matanis, that pasuk is applicable to Kedushas Damim as well. That's what Rashi says. Taisvis, the Vermaskha Kedushas Damim, Taisvis is Miskasha. In fact, Taisvis, that pasuk is even Lacher Pidyoinam. So it's obviously not a Tzushtel to Kedushas Damim of our Sugya. Where after the Pidyon, it is Chayiv and Bechor Matanis. That's talking about a regular Kedushas Aguf, Zok Taisviz. That's Pater even after the Pidyon, Zok Taisviz. You can't learn it out from the Pasuk of Tziv Island. Taisviz says, obviously, our din, he says, but is that a different Pasuk? He says, by Bechor, the Pasuk says Yisrael, and by Matanis, the Pasuk says Meisa'am. And from there, we learn out that if there's a Kedushas Damim, it's doesn't pater from, if the Kedushas Damim, there's no Bechor and Matanis. So the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, Chazon Yecheskel, he's Miyashiv Rashi, and he says, nope, he says, true, by Psule Mukdashim, by regular carbon that got a mum later, the Aloch is its pater from Bechor Matanis even after the Pidyon. And over here, which is talking about a Kedushas Damim, the Aloch is that it's only pater from Bechor Matanis until the Pidyon. It was Dr. Bicheskel Abramsky, Yishmak Esfar, it's the same Yisoid Hadin. As long as there's any Kedusha, there's a Ptur from Bechor Matanis. So it happens to be by Psulei HaMukdashim, a regular carbon which gets a moment you're paid it, there remains a Kedusha. The halacha is it's still also begins Vavoida. There remains a Kedusha even after the Pidyon, the you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to shechter and eat it, but there still is a Kedusha, there still is a Kedusha in the Behema, and therefore by Psulei HaMukdashim, the Ptur of Hektish patters even after you paid it. Mashenkin over here, which is talking about a Kedushas Damim, so once you paid the Kedushas Damim, it's Yatzel Chulon, it's in Gantz and Chulon. So over here, The halacha is that it's pater from b'chor b'taras only until the pinyan, not after the pinyan. Zakri b'cheskel Abramski, it's 1 year Sayyid Hadin. As long as there is a Kedusha, as long as there's any Kedusha, there's a Ptur of Bukhar Matanis. Now, the fact that Psula Mugdashim, after the Pidyon, there's no Bukhar Matanis. And here, by when you mak the Shabalmum, and there's a Kedusha Dhamma, it's only until the Pidyon, so that's not because it's a different din, it's one din. Whenever there's a Kedusha, whenever the Behemah has a Kedusha, there's no Bukhar and Matanis. By Psula Mugdashim, that applies even after the Pidyon, because there remains a Kedusha. And over here, it happens to be that the Kedusha is only there until the Pidyon, so the Ptur, Bukhar, and Matanis is likewise until the Pidyon. Now really, it's such a klar atarit, such a geshmak atarit, that it's a pel on Taisis. What was Taisis Kasha? Obviously, here we're talking about it's a Ptur of Hektish. And Psul Mukdashim, it's not a Chiddush, L'chay Psul Mukdashim has a Kedusha. You see, it's Aser and Gidz of Avodah. Psul Mukdashim is also begid of avodah even after the pidyon. So psul mukdashim obviously has a kedusha, and in our sugi where you makdash about moment has a kedusha's damim, that kedusha's damim is only there until the pidyon. So l'chayra it's a pashta teretz, and b'chlal what was Taisa's kash? So the Brisker Rav in the stencils he explains the sheet of Taisa, what Taisa was asking. Zok the Brisker Rav two pshatim in Taisa. So the first pshat he suggests is as follows. He says there are some halachas of psulim mukdashim which are not a result of the kedusha. It's not a reflection of the fact that there's a kedusha that has those dinim. One that is mentioned in the Gemara in Makkos, the Gemara says that psulim mukdashim have a klayim. If you're marvia a psulim mukdashim with another behemoth, there's klayim. That even though let's say this animal is a sheep and it's a cow, and you're marviat with another sheep or another cow, it's still kalayim. Why? Because the Torah calls psul mukdashim ketzviu kayol, and we say because of that it has dinim of tzvi and ayol, and therefore it has an isser of kalayim. Zok the Briskov, that's nothing to do with the kedusha. That's nothing to do with the kedusha. It's a special gzeiras hakasa by psul mukdashim. Nothing to do with the kedusha. It has a din of a tzvi and ayol, just like a tzvi and ayol. You can't be marviat to another set or to another cow, another par, because that's the din of a tzvi and ayol. So the Torah gave special dinim, unique dinim, to psulim mukdashim that has the din of tzvi and ayol. So Dr. Briskrov, Taisus understood that which is potter from Bukhar Matanis is not a result of the kedusha. I mean, even though obviously there are dinim of kedusha on psulim mukdashim, but the din of tzvi and ayol, that gzeiras akas, which is the pasuk that we learn out from, that psul mukdashim are pot from Bukhar Matanis, that din of tzvi and ayol, Zok the Briskrov, has got nothing to do with the fact as a kedusha. And even though there is a difference between psul mukdashim and makdash balmum, but says the Briskrov, what Taisus was assuming, what Taisus was taking on, was that the din of psul mukdashim l'achar pidyoinam, is pot from Bukhar Matanis, has got nothing to do with the kedusha, and therefore, says the Briskrov, that's why Taisus was asking that you can't shtel tzu the pasuk of Tzvi and Ayol by Psulim Mukdashim to pater a makdash balmum to our sugya where you makdash balmum there's a kedushas damim, that it should pater from Bechar and Matanis. That's the first mahalach of the Briskrov. The Briskrov says a second mahalach, lamdash a point. Zok the Briskrov, what Taisus was showing, that since it's asur, since it's pater from Bechar Matanis even after the pidyon, Psulim Mukdashim that are pata from Bukhar Matanis, even after the Pidyon, so it is a result of the Kedusha. And the second Pshat the Briskrov takes on, that it's a result of the Kedusha. It's a din of the Kedusha, that when it has this Kedusha, it's pata from Bukhar Matanis. But second Briskrov, if it's Shayach, even after the Pidyon, that shows that it's a Kedusha, it's a Kedusha Saguf. It has a din of a Kedusha Saguf, and even after the Pidyon, there's a shirayim of that kedusha. That kedusha saguf still remains to a level. There's still a level of kedusha saguf, which is aser and gizah and avoid, and that's why it's pater from Bukhar Matanis. So the Briskrov explained that Taisus held if it's a din of a kedusha saguf, it's not an ownership. After the pidyon, Hektish doesn't have any ownership. You know, there's always two aspects of a kedusha. There's the chalois of the kedusha. There's the kedusha saguf, and then there's the fact that it's owned by Hektish. You know, the Achrayim talk about different types of Kedushas. Is the ownership a result of the Kedusha Saguf? or does the Kedusha come as a result of the ownership? But there are two aspects. There's the Kedusha Saguf, there's the Chalois Kedusha, and there's the ownership. So Akta Briskar, what Taisus was showing was that if it's until the Pidyon, there's an ownership of a Kedusha. There's a Rishus of Hektish. But after the Pidyon, after your Pidyon, you transfer the Kedusha onto money, so the Kedusha Saguf that remains is specifically a Kedusha Saguf without an ownership. And such, Taisvis is arguing on Rashi, you cannot apply it to Kedushas Damim. The only thing you could apply to Kedushas Damim is the Rishus of Hektish. Koidim the Pidyon, we would have been able to Shteltsu. Kedushas Aguf before the Pidyon, if it's Pater from Chamatanis, possibly is a result of the Rishus of Hektish. And the Rishus of Hektish applies by Kedushas Damim, just like it applies by Kedushas of the Dinim of the Rishus of Hektish. If the Rishus of Hektish patters from Bechor and Matanois by Kedushas Aguf, then we can learn out that the Rishus of Hektish patters by Kedushas Damim. But being that, by Psulei Mukdashim, it's Pater from Bechor Matanois even after the Pidyon, Zakta Briskrov, Taisus is bringing out that it's not the Rishus of Hektish which is pattering. It's the Kedusha itself. It's the fact that there is a Kedusha Saguf. That you can't apply to Kedusha's Dhamm at all. It's entirely a different breed of Kedusha, and it's not a Tzuchta to Kedusha's Dhamm. So that's why Taisus is maintaining that if we learn that from Tzivayol, Psumuk Dashim, it's Pata from Bchar Matanis after the Pidyon, we need a new Pasa for Kedusha's Dhamm. So just Chazer over, I think we have like really three Mahalchim over here in the Gemara. You know, one Mahalch in Rashi, and two Mahalchim in Taisvis. You know, the Chazan Yecheskel is explaining in Rashi that the Kedushas Damim is Pater from Bechor Matanis, we learn out from Psulei Mukdashim, and it's one Yusayir Adin. Any Kedusha Pater is from Bechor Matanis. Kedushas, by Psulei Mukdashim, happens to be there's a Kedusha even after the Pidyon, and Kedushas Damim happens to be only till before the Pidyon, but it's one Din, all Kaddish. That's what we learn out from Sivayah later on the Gemara Tezvav, that all types and forms of Kedusha have a Ptur, are Pater from Bechor and Pater from Matanis. According to Taisus, there's two separate halachas. There's one separate halacha of Psulei Mukdashim, that's the Gemara Daf Tezvav, that's Pater from Bechor Matanis. There's a separate halacha in our Sugya, the Kedushas Damim, is Pater from Bechor Matanis. And why we need two separate halachas? So that is two mahalachim. The first mahalach of the Briskrov was that Psulei Mukdashim is a unique halacha, nothing to do with the Kedusha at all. The fact that it's after the Pidyon, it shows us that it's a unique halacha of Psulei Mukdashim, nothing to do with the Kedusha. And our Sugya is learning out from Kedusha's Damim that Kedusha Hekdish is Pater from Bechor Matanis. The second mahalach was that even if it does have to do with the Kedusha, there's two separate dinim, there's two separate halachas that Hektish is Pater. There's one halacha by Psulei Mukdashim, which is a specific halacha of Kedushas Haguf. That Kedushas Haguf is Pater from Bechor and from Matanis. There's a separate halacha that the Rishus of Hektish is Pater, and that we need a separate halacha, that we need a separate pasuk of by Bechor it says Yisrael, and by Psulei Mukdashim, and by Matanis it says Meisa'am, to tell you that the Rishus of Hektish patters. Now I'd like to be Moisif one more interesting point. The Taisefta in Perek Beis in Bechor says a halacha that Hefker is Pater min HaBechor. If you have a behemoth of Hefker that nobody owns, it's Pater from Bechor. So the Chazon Yecheskel points out that according to Taisvis, that says there's a special pasuk, it says by Yisrael Bechor, and that's how we learn out that Kedushas Damim is Pater from Bechor. So he says you could learn that pasuk says you need a bailam, you need an owner, you need a Yisrael that owns the animal in order to have a chiyuv of Bechor. And just like Taisvah says you're memait Kedushas Damim from Yisrael, so too you could be memait Hefker from Yisrael. The Yisayir Adin is you need a bailam of Yisrael. Kedushas Damim doesn't have a bailam of Yisrael, and Hefker doesn't have a bailam of Yisrael. So that would be pshat in the Taisefta. But according to Rashi, that learns that the Kedushas Damim is Pater from Bechor, from the pasuk of Tzivayol, that's l'chayra a pasuk, that's l'chayra a bezundra drasha, a special drasha, by Kedusha, l'chayra that pasuk can't pater hefker. Zok t'chazayin yecheskel, that according to Rashi, you have to say there's a separate halacha, that in a chanami, that all Kedushas are nismait from the pasuk of Tzvi and Ayol, Sai Kedushas Aguf, Sai Psulei Mukdashim, and Sai Kedushas Damim is nismait from the pasuk of Tzvi v'Ayol. And from Yisrael, Rashi is moed, there's a separate halacha that Hefker is Pater. Now the question is really just, what do you need a separate pasuk for Kedusha, if we know there's a din of a Bailama Yisrael, Rashi is moed there's a din of a Bailama Yisrael. Hefker, it's a Mefurshu Taisefta, that Hefker is Patim and Abachar L'Chari. He learns that from the Pasuk of Yisrael, that you need a Bailama Yisrael. So what do you need a separate Pasuk for? That Kedusha's Damim has a Ptur from Bechayra, from Tzvi Vayol. Teipuklei, Zakta Chazan Yecheskov, there's a din Yisrael. So Kedusha's Damim is not Yisrael. And Rashi L'Chari has to be moed there's a din Yisrael. Varaya Hefker is Pater. He says a chiddush that it could be that something which is kaddish, since it's miyuchid for the Yisrael, it's to use the dam magabe mizbeach. So the din of Yisrael doesn't have to be a privately owned money for Yisrael. He says hefka, which is entirely ownerless, that's nismay from Yisrael. Kedushas damim would have mikayach the pasuk of Yisrael. Rashi learns that would have been considered Yisrael kedushas damim, and that's why he needs a separate pasuk of tzvi va'ayol. Moving along, the Gemara's medayik from the Mishnah that before the pidyon, in the case of kedushas damim, when you makdish a balmon, before the pidyon, it's asa begiza. Right? And the Gemara says tisuot to Rebelezer. Rebelezer says kotche bedek habayis is asa begiza vavoida. It's not only the kedushas aguf which has the iser of giza vavoida, even kotche bedek habayis and our Mishnah, which is a kedushas damim, which the Gemara is comparing, are also asa in giza vavoida. The Shita Mekubetzas asks, what's the chiddush? We have to bring a siyua to Rebliezer. Rebliezer said the din. He says it's pashat that there's an iser giz vavoida because there's an iser meila. The iser meila applies by kachet bedek habayis. It applies by kedushas damim. It's an iser of gezel from hektish. What was the chiddush that even bedek habayis and even kedushas damim has an iser of giz vavoida? Neshita Mekubetza says two terutzim. This is the Taisfis Chitzonis. And the Shita Mekubetza says one teretz that the case is talking about even when you're kain it from hektish. Now normally, but as the Issam Ila, you know how to steal from Hektish, but here he paid it. Maybe it was Mechal the Kedusha, and the Mechal itself is Mechal, and he bought it from Hektish, and therefore it's Negeya that Afal Pekin it's Asa Begiz Vavoida. And the second Teretz is, it's talking about when he didn't have a Hana of a Pruta. It's talking about when there was no Pruta, and Me'ila is only with a Pruta, and the Issam Begiz Vavoida is even less than a Pruta. Now the Mishnah L'Melech asks Akasha, on the Shita, so Mishmach is discussed that even though the Shir is a Pruta and the Isser of Me'ila is only by a Pruta, but a Chatzi Pruta, less than a Shav of Pruta, Papa's Shav of Pruta, is also as Chatzi Shir, as Semen HaTorah. Just like, well, so you're not allowed to eat a Chatzi Zayas. And the Rambam Paskins by Gzela, you're not allowed to steal a Papa's Shav of Pruta, and the Magad Mishnah says in Hilchas Gzela, because Chatzi Pruta is a Chatzi Shir. So the Mishnah Malach asks that over here also, even though Vada the Iker Isser, the Loisase, is by a Pruta that's a Shir in the Isser Me'ila, like by Gzela, it's a Shir Pruta, but a Chatzi Shir Lamais is going to be us, it's Machloikas, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rish Lakish. In Yuma, if Chatzi Shir is us, Minat Torah is us, Minat Rabbanu, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Chatzi Shir is even Usser, Minat Torah. So it's like the Mishnah Malach, Tzarech Ian, why the Shita Mekubet saying an Afkamina by Chatzi Shir, L'Chayra, even by a Chatzi Shir, it's going to be Aser. Even by Chatzi Shir, it's going to be Aser Min HaTorah. Now, I'm not sure this Kasha. I don't want to say this Kasha so clearly, because let's say Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah, but there's no Oynish. We don't give Malkus for Chatzi Shir. It's Aser Min HaTorah, but there's no Malkus. And presumably over here, by the Isser of Giz Vavoida, you have even a Malkus. There's a Nafkamina that the Isser of the Kasha was, what's the Nafkamina if there's an Isser Giz Vavoida? Anyways, it's Aser Aser Me'ila. So it'll be a Nafkamina if you have the Choymer of Malkus. And in his kash, he was asking, anyways, you're getting Malkus because of the Me'ila. Me'ila has Malkus also. The Shittim Kavetz is answering that we're talking about an Afkamina even when there's no Shir. You have just less than a Shir Pruta. And if you're going to come to the Isser of Me'ila, there's not going to be any Malkus because you don't have a Shir for the Malkus. But because of the Isser of Gizv and Avoida, so that applies to Leis Asay, and therefore that applies even by a less than a Shavu Pruta. Now, Rabbi Aaron, in Mishnah Ser Baron, you know, he has Ha'aris on the Daf, so over here in the Sugya, Rabbi Aaron is Ma'ir Ha'ar, he doesn't understand Bechlal, the Kash of the Shita Mekubetz, as the Gemara says, a Chiddush, that it's Asib Giz of Avoid, and Frekta Shita Mekubetz says, that, what's the Chiddush? It's typically as Me'ila. Zokter Baron, the Issa Giz of an Avoida is not an Issa of having Hanah. has nothing to do with having any sort of hana from the behemah, any sort of hana from hektish. He says, if you look at the sugya of chafei, the machloek is in the Mishnah, if the seir itself, the hair of the animal, falls off, if it becomes mutter when you shecht the animal. He says, if you look at the sugi, Taisus points this out over there, the bottom Taisus on Amar Aleph, Taisus points out that the whole machloek is a gzeri, you might come to push off the shechita because you want to use the seir, but L'kuli al-mamayda min ha-tayrah, the seir itself, when you do a giza, when the hair falls off, or you do a giza, the hair itself is mutter to have hana. The hair itself becomes mutter to have hana. So what's the isser of giza and avayda, Zokter Baron? It must be, it's an isser, to do a maisa giza and a maisa avayda. The maisa itself, the Torah asserted, even if it has nothing to do with your hana. So, Frekt Baron, what was the kasha? That's mi'ila. Mi'ila is when you have hana from hektish. Mi'ila when you have hana from hektish. And the Isser of Giz Vavoid has nothing to do with Hana. Even when you're not having any Hana from Hektish, so Baron is Miskasha on the Shidim Gwetz's Kasha, he doesn't understand the Kasha. He says, Bechal, there's no makam to ask, typically else Mi'ila, because the Isser of Giz Vavoid has nothing to do with the Isser of Mi'ila. And I think you could have said Pshat in the Shidim Kubetz's L'choy's Maskim, it's Gans Chloraya from the Sugyan Afrafei, that the nature of the Isser of Giz Vavoid is taken not as Hana. It's not because you're having Hana. But maybe the Shita Mekubetz was asking, when you're doing a Giza, Lamaisa, you're stealing from Hektish. It's a Gzeilu de Kalocha. And we know by Me'ila, there's two forms of Me'ila. Mefurish Mishnayis and Me'ila. There's two Oifanim, how to have a Me'ila in Hektish. One Oifan of having Me'ila from Hektish is by having Hana. And another form of having a Me'ila in Hektish is by doing Gzeilu. When a person does a Meshicha in Hektish, even though he did not receive any Hana, the Gzeilu itself, the Maisa Kinyan itself, is a form of Me'ila. It also has a Me'ila. So maybe the Shinu was, of course, the Isser of Giza and Avoid is not because of the Gzeila and it's not because of the Hana. The Isser of Giza and Avoid itself is just the Maisa Giza and the Maisa Avoid of the Torah Asserd by Kodshim. But the Shita Mekubetzes is asking, Tepo Klei, Lemaisa, while you're doing the Giza, you are stealing it. You know, I don't know if there's a way of doing a Giza without stealing. You grab onto the hair and you cut it off. L'chor, that's a Maisa Meshicha. And his kasha was tepuk le'al. I'll say, so not that the isser of the giza and avoida is an isser of me'ila. Maybe the Shidduch Betz was asking was, while you're doing the giza and avoida, it so happens to be that you are also doing a me'ila, and it's also because of the me'ila anyways. But it's a strong point there, Baron is being ma'ir, that l'ch'ayra, the isser giza and avoida, is not because you're taking or you're getting from hektish. The isser is doing a ma'isa giza and a ma'isa avoida by itself. And the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer is that this is segiz and avoid applies by kedushas damim, and by kedushas betek habayis, and the Shita Mekubetzes says that the two cases where you don't have this semila is either the case when you are kainet from hektish, or when there is no pruta and afal pikin it's taka aser begiza vavoida. Moving along to the bottom of the amud. The Gemara says that when the Mishnah says Vladan Mutter, the Vlad it's Mutter, that's referring to Vlad, which was Nisaber before the Pidyon, and was Noilad after the Pidyon. And then there the Vlad is Mutter. The Gemara is Medayik. If it was Misaber and Noilad before the Pidyon, then the Vlad is going to be Aser. And the Gemara says, even though it's Aser, even though it's Kaddish, because it was Nisaber and Noilad before the Pidyon, and the mother had a kedushas damim. Zaktimar, could you be paid the Vlad without a mum, or do you need a mum? And the Gemara's maskana is that lo ye tafel chamor min ha'ikr. Just like the mother, who's the ikr, could be nifte, so too the Vlad could be nifte. Now there's a horror over here. It's mashma only in this case where the mother was a balmum. Before the Kedusha, it was Kide Muma Lakdation. Over here, the Vlad has Alacha that could be Nifta without a Mum. But what about a Vlad of every Balmum? A Vlad of a regular Balmum that had a Kedusha Saguf, the Alacha is, the Vlad is Kaddish, and you could only be paid to the Vlad with a Mum. There's a special Alacha over here, by Kide Muma Lakdation, Lo Yitafu Chama Min Ha'ikar, and you could be paid to the Vlad even without a Mum. So the Shtikul Ha'arif, there's a Svar of Lo Yitafu Chama Min Ha'ikar. Why can't we apply this svara, even a case of kidem hekdeshon esmuman? Any balmum, where the mother had a balmum, and then she had a child, why don't we say that just like the mother, you could be paid, you could be paid to the child, and lo yitafu chamor min ha'ikr. So the Mikdash David in Kuntris Binyanei Kodshim in Simen Gimel Ois Gimel, he says a Geshmak is far, it's l'chayr pashut, but he just brings it out in a very clear way. He says that when you're Makdash Abal Mum, what we're talking about in our Sugya, Makdash Abal Mum, it only has a Kedushas Damim. Over there, the Mum prevents the Kedushas Aguf from being Chal. When we say lo yitafu chamor min ha'ikr, the Oimek HaDavar is because the mother just has a Kedushas Damim. It has nothing to do, the mum doesn't go over to the child, and the child doesn't need a mum. The kedusha that the mother has is a kedusha of a kedusha's damim. Since you made the kedusha after the mum, it's only a kedusha's damim, and therefore the child doesn't need a mum. By a regular bal mum, which was kidim hakedesha nasmuman, and then it got a mum after, the kedusha is a regular kedusha saguf. The halacha is, when a kedusha saguf has a mum, there's a din that you can be paid it. So if the child doesn't have a mum, you can't be paid the child. It's not the pshat the mum goes over to the child. Lo yitafu chamor min ha'ikr doesn't mean that the child has a din like it has a mum. The child gets the kedusha that the mother had. So in a case of kidim mumon lakdation where the mother didn't have a kedusha sagof, lo yitafu chamor min ha'ikr, and the child also only has a kedushas damim, and you can be paid to the child without a mum. But in a case where the mother had a kedushas aguf, it was kidim makdeshan es mumon, and then the mother had a mum, so you can be paid to the mother. Over there, zokta mikdash david avadi, you can't be paid to the child, even though the mother you're able to be paid because she has a mum. But the kedusha that the mother has goes over to the child, which is a regular kedushas aguf, and therefore you could only be paid to the child if the child will also have a mum. Without a mum, we would say the child gets the kedusha saguf of the mother, and leitafu chamor min ha'ikr, just like the mother has a kedusha saguf, and you can only be paida with a mum, so too the child will have the same kedusha saguf. You could be paida the child if the child will have a mum.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.